Morning, and thanks for coming today. I want to welcome you to our worship service today, and we're going to start off with a few announcements. We still need a Sunday school teacher for one adult class, so you might be appointed today by Mark if you don't say you're going to do something. So then the Sunday school picnic is today, but not at the park. It's here because of mosquitoes, the possibility for heat and rain. We decided we're just going to do it here, so please stay. If you weren't going to come because we were going to go to the park, stay anyway. There's going to be plenty of food. So come join us for that. There's lots of ministry opportunities that we have right now. There's sign-up sheets if you signed up already. If not, do it on the way out because there's tons of sheets to do it. A hospitality opportunity on September 2nd to host the Weens family. And you can read that in a bulletin, how many, what days, and that would be really cool if you guys could do that. Then, since they're going to be here next week, we don't usually have Sunday school, and we're not having Sunday school. We are having a missionary time here in the service or in the sanctuary here during Sunday school hour. But there is no Sunday school, so your kids have to come with you if you're coming. So, we also have tons of sign-up sheets. Like I said, there's fellowship time snack sign-up. There is a youth group snack sign-up. Lots of people have been asking me, what can I bring to youth group and this and that, and usually we have plenty. So if you would like to serve and you have a day that, oh yeah, I'll make something then, sign up, tell me what you're going to bring, and we'll do that so we have snacks every week. There is a Club Rock insert in your bulletin that I hope you guys all read already and you're looking at. We got a later sign-up and a volunteer sign-up and a cookie sign-up. So do that, otherwise I'll come ask you with a clipboard and a sign-up sheet and ask you if you're going to help. So with that, are there any other announcements today? If not, we will go into our call to worship. And our call to worship is from Titus 3, 4 through 7. And it says, "But when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Christ Jesus, our Savior. So being justified by his grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life."
Good morning. I have an interesting song to sing this morning. 339 since I have been redeemed. And what's interesting about it is that bass part on the chorus, which I can't hardly resist singing. So, as the song leader, when I sing that bass part, just keep going on without me, all right? So let's stand together. 339 since I have been redeemed. I have a song I love to sing since I have been redeemed. Of my Redeemer, Savior, King, since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in his name. I have been redeemed since I have been redeemed. I will glory in my Savior's name. You see what I mean? I can't resist, okay? Second verse. I have a Christ who satisfies since I have been redeemed. To do his will I highest prize since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in his name. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. I have a witness bright and clear since I have been redeemed, dispelling every doubt and fear since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in his name. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. I have a home prepared for me since I have been redeemed, where I shall dwell eternally since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in his name. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. Thanks for singing. Let's take a minute to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him this morning.
Again, we extend a greeting to all those who are worshiping with us this morning, both here in person and online. We're grateful that you have chosen to be a part of our day and that you would be blessed by being here. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests, praises and prayer requests to one another. It's a couple of updates. This past week, Mark Wagnus was readmitted to the hospital, but he is now home. And Lord willing, this go around, his healing will go better. Jeanette Nye's mom, Tammy, passed away yesterday, and she is out with the rest of the family. Also, was informed that Ellen Hossman passed away. That would be Anita and Burley's. I saw Burley's niece. I saw Burley come, so... But it would be Neil and Terry Stevens' sister. So, and then seeing Diane Welsh here this morning is a reminder that Tony Welsh is having surgery on Tuesday. He goes in Monday, correct? Yep. So we'll be praying both for the surgery for a positive outcome, but also that he would follow the doctor's instructions. Well, we were going to have to be patient because we don't want this to get messed up this time. So, yeah, hopefully you got everything taken care of by the 25th of August. So any other prayer requests or praises to bring before June?
Our neighbor Roger Apple passed away Thursday. I'm sure some of you know his grandkids and stuff.
Okay, so Roger Apple passed away. And... that would be Mark's dad?
Right.
Okay. So the Apple family has also been a part of Sunshine as well as very much a part of the Redfield community. And so Roger Apple will be praying for the Apple family during this time. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Erica.
I have a friend named Mark.
I will not get Mark's last name very well. But Erica has a friend, Mark, that has been dealing with some severe diabetes issues, and those that suffer that affliction know that that can be pretty devastating. So we pray that that gets stabilized, and so we'll be praying for Mark. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for how you watch out over us, for the opportunities that you bring our way, that you have told us that he who began a good work in us will complete it until the day of our ultimate salvation. Not just that you have saved us from our sins and that you have equipped us for this world, but one day we will be made just like our Savior and we will fully realize our salvation. That it's not that we are not yet, but it will be complete. Because as we walk through this world, we still deal with sin, we still deal with evil, and you have told us that one day you will accomplish your purposes, and you will one day right every wrong. Father, we look around the world and shake our heads, but the reminder is that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and that it is by your grace that we have been saved, that we are your workmanship, and you've created us in Christ Jesus to do good works. So, Father, I pray that we would not miss those opportunities, whether in our community, in our state, or around the world. The opportunities that you've raised up here in our church with the different ministries, I pray for our Sunday school as we have promotion Sunday today, for our carry-in dinner afterwards, after Sunday school, the opportunity of fellowshipping together, but also the acknowledgement that you have raised up an opportunity to learn more about you, to learn more about your word. So I pray for each of our teachers as they look at a new set of curriculum, a new set of students, that you would prepare our hearts as teachers and the hearts of our students. Father, I also lift up Club Rock as we start anticipating the beginning of that ministry and the different students you'll bring and entrust to us. Pray for the staff, the opportunities again to share your word with our elementary students in our community. Father, I pray for the different needs that we have brought before you. I pray for Mark Wagnus and his recovery from his surgery. It took a huge bump in the road this week. Father, grateful that he is back at home. Help the healing process to continue, especially for the surgical site, that it would not develop any more leaks and he would be able to begin the process of healing, that you would be an ever-present help through this time. Pray for Jeanette and that you would bring her comfort as she has traveled, but also as meeting with the rest of the family and arrangements. Father, I pray that you would help her to be a light for you, but also that she would feel your loving arms around her, that you walk through us even in the valley of the shadow of death. Father, we lift up the Hosman family as they also grieve, that you would be with them, that you would bring wisdom, but also a healing for their hearts that your presence can bring. Father, we pray and lift up Tony Welsh as he gets ready for surgery, that you would guide the surgeons and the surgical team on Tuesday, but also bring peace of mind and heart to him and for Diane as well and for the family, that you would, through the surgery, help bring healing and greater mobility and less pain in his life. Father, we lift up the Roger Apple family to you with his homegoing. Thankful for the legacy that he has left his family and the hope that we have in Christ that he is now seeing his Savior face to face. But Father, for the family as they grieve, that they would grieve as ones that have hope, as you have promised. We lift up Erica's friend Mark to you with his diabetes and the issues that he is struggling with. Give wisdom to the doctors and how to control those numbers, and especially for some of the side effects, that you would help him through this time, and it would be an opportunity to draw him closer to yourself. Father, we do pray that not only for our own location, but also for the missionaries that we have come alongside of. We pray for Judy Bowman and the opportunity she has to expand your kingdom in a very unique ministry of biking across the United States and the other activities. No matter who she meets, she shares Christ. So, Father, I pray that you would continue to sustain her health, her finances, and consistently give her the contacts to share the love of Christ. Father, we are grateful to partner with her. We also lift up our world to you and the unrest and the evil that we see, knowing that the kingdom of this world is has been held captured, but it is the gospel of Christ that can set free. And so, Father, help us to entrust our cares and concerns to you, but to also be looking for ways to witness and minister to those around us. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity of worshiping together. Pray for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day. Yesterday was gorgeous. The only thing that we need to get rid of are the mosquitoes, and then we'll all be happy. But you know what? God made everything for a reason. We may not know that here on earth, but someday there'll be some questions, and I'm sure he will graciously answer them for us. So, but this morning we're going to sing. Can you stand with us? Can you praise the Lord, love him, and adore him this morning?
My Father's house, there are many, many rooms. In my Father's house, there are many, many rooms. I'm going up there now to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may also be. In my Father's house, I go prepare a place for you, I will come back again. If I go prepare a place for you, I will come back again. You know I am the way, the truth, the life, keep my commands. And where I am, there you may also be. That where I am, there you may also be. Up where the truth will set you free. In the world you will have trouble, but I leave you my peace. And where I am, there you may also be. Remember you did not choose me, no, I have chosen you. Remember you did not choose me, no, I have chosen you. The world will show you hatred, the spirit will show you truth. That where I am, there you may also be. I've come down from the Father, time for me to go back up. Oh, I've come down from the Father, time for me to go back up. Why command I leave you? Love is I have loved. That where I am, there you may also be. That where I am, there you may also be. Up where the truth will set you free. In the world you will have trouble, but I leave you my peace. That where I am, there you may also be. That where I am, there you may also be. Up where the truth will set you free. In the world you will have trouble, but I leave you my peace. That where I am, there you may also be. That where I am, there you may also be. That where I am,
dusting off a few that we haven't done in a while. So bear with us as we bring them back into the rotation a little bit here.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you. Darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God you are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome in power. You are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Then what could stand against?
Go ahead and be seated. And as we get ready to sing this next song, just feel God's love and his arms wrapped around you.
Sing with me.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Ladies.
None like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Everyone.
There is none like you.
Father, we do thank you for who you are, for your love for us, for the privilege of worshiping you and of being called your children. We ask that you would be with our time now as we look into your word. Pray that we'd be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.